My name's Catherine Blackburn. It was just after my son was, not long after my son was born, so it'd be about 9 years ago, and I started having drink with meals. And it descended from there to probably drinking about a bottle of wine a night. And then the relationship with my son's father broke down. And certainly in the last 2 years, it escalated hugely to sort of where I ended up at the beginning of this year before I got involved with Forward Leads. When things really escalated and sort of like got to the rock bottom situation at the beginning of the year, I was so desperate, to be honest with you. I sort of was in a mindset where I thought I'll just drink myself to death. So it was almost a depression with sort of like suicidal thoughts, but oh, I don't have the guts to do that. So what I'll do is I'll just drink and drink and drink, and at some point in time I'll get really ill. I was drinking pretty much most of the day, hiding it, going and buying more, trips to the recycling to get rid of the bottles. And it was always wine. I hadn't actually progressed onto vodka or anything like that. It was always sort of like wine was my drug of choice, as it were.
At your worst, how much were you drinking in a day?
About 4 bottles. I think one of the phrases that I've heard termed for a lot of, particularly women actually, is functioning alcoholic. And I think that's essentially where I was at. I was still able to function. I'm sure it wouldn't have carried on that way if I'd have carried on drinking. I wouldn't have been able to function, but I was just about able to function and hold things together. So I always got my son to school, always managed to get meals on the table and managed to fulfil everything that needed to be done in my life. But it was chaotic. I was often late. I often forgot things. So it wasn't perfect, but I just about managed to hang in there and keep things ticking over.
Can you just explain a typical day for you when you were kind of getting towards your worst?
By the time it got to the evening, I'd probably already, I was already well into second bottle of wine, maybe even three. So, and I would drink in the day. Sometimes I would drink in the morning if there was something left from the night before. I'm not going to lie, I would sometimes finish that off. You know, sometimes Zach would go to school and I'd sort of take myself off to bed. And so watch TV, watch box sets and drink. How many Facebook statuses did I write under the influence? Oh yeah. Arguments with my daughters and things that would get said. There are things that I've done. I've taken tablets. I'd run out into the garden and thrown myself on the grass with just my nightie on. Those are things that I can remember. And then I would wake up the next day and think, oh my goodness me, what have I done?
And then I suppose you had to go through that routine of, I don't know, getting Zach up and
yes,
to school.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But I was, I don't really know how, but yeah, I would get up and get Zach's breakfast and get him ready for school. I mean, it sounds terrible. My youngest daughter has left home twice as a result of my drinking. She left home when she was 15, and the one big thing that she really wanted was me to sort myself out and get my drinking sorted, but I didn't. There isn't really a day that goes by that I don't think about it in terms of the effect that it's had on her and her life. I am happy to say that we have overcome it and we've actually got a good relationship now. She doesn't live with me. It was the only thing that she ever wanted, and now she's got what it was that she wanted. She describes it as getting a mum back, and that's what she wanted. So she feels that she's got a mum back.
And just looking at the effects with your youngest,
yeah,
who's only 9,
yeah,
what sort of an effect has that had on him and your relationship with him?
I think I managed to kid myself that he didn't notice because he was young, but of course he did notice, and he hasn't really talked about it a lot, but he is very happy that mummy doesn't drink, and he sort of... He describes it quite well, actually. He said, because, you know, the thing is, Mummy, you'd have one drink or two drinks and you'd be all happy and jolly, and then you'd have more, and then things would go wrong. And that's, in his little mind, how things were.
Can you pinpoint a time where, looking back, that is your worst moment?
It was when I went to pick up Alice from the gym here when she was living with me, and I had Zach in the car, and we came home and she knew that I'd been drinking, so obviously I'd been driving with Zach in the car. And she told, you know, obviously she told my brother that, and so the rock bottom was sort of the realisation that I'm driving around under the influence with my son in the car, and what the potential damage from that could be. And when my brother said, you know, he was very clear that he would get involved in, so he would contact social services. And actually social services were contacted, because at one point, in about the same week, my daughter refused to come home from college. Actually, she was at the local sixth form and she refused to come home, so they had to inform social services that there was an issue. And my brother got in. That's sort of like, those two incidents were when my brother got involved, and that was really where the rock bottom was. I think it's a bit of a blasé. I just thought, oh, I was all right. I was okay.
Can you sum up, in a nutshell, what effect alcohol has actually had on your life as a whole?
I've lost. I think I would say I've lost a couple of years of my life. I'm lucky, as I said, that I've recovered the relationships with my children. So that now isn't sort of something that I have to deal with. But in that intervening time, in those couple of years, those are years that I've lost that I can't get back. As much as I sort of go out there and live life now and embrace it and do all the things that I'd really like to do, I still lost those years. And I'm never going to be able to get those back. I've got a little tracker on my phone there that tells me how many days I've been sober. And it's over 4 months now. So I started taking the medication. And the point of the medication is that it does something inside you to mean that you can't metabolize alcohol at all. So it basically, if you drink while you're taking these tablets, from what I'm told, it's never happened to me, luckily. You become very, very poorly. There's too much to lose. I've worked so hard in the last 4 months to turn things around that there's far too much for me to lose, for me to go back where I was, to where I was now.
You've turned it around so fast. Can you sort of believe, looking back earlier this year, that that was you?
No, I actually can't. I mean, one of the things is that I've sort of, I have embraced it. I don't know how I had the time, to be honest, to drink as much as I drank. It feels so great to be alive again. Even though I think to myself, my goodness, is there really going to be anybody out there that's sort of working their way through 3 or 4 bottles of wine a day? Because I don't know, do I? Because to me, it just sounds phenomenally bad. But there must be. And if there is, then the message that I would sort of send is that, you know, you can turn it around. It's like your life being controlled by that, and I'm now in control. Even my own daughters do it, like they don't drink like I drank, but it's a case of we drink to get drunk, and you sort of have this vision of society now that it's drink to get drunk, not just sort of like drink, you know, to have a couple of glasses of nice wine. The whole society seems to be geared towards let's drink to get completely hammered. I don't really know what that's about, but that's the impression that I get.